Song of the Wind on a Southern Shore by George E. Merrick. I ripple the fronds of the coconut palms as I join with the voice of the sea, the somnolent swell of the mystical psalms that I breathe from the quivering tree. I hush to the cries of the wandering crane out o'er the shimmering lee, the murmuring moan of the faraway main and the hum of the hovering bee. Then I leap to the crest of the towering pine, and I sing of the life that I see. I sing of the sweep of the fathomless deep and the leagues of the wallowing trail. I echo the roar of the wave-battled steep, overhung by the vaporous veil. I murmur the moan of the low-toned dirge and the plaint of the ocean gull's wail. I feather the crest of the breaker-torn surge as again on the top of the gale I shriek through the mist by the dashing spray kissed as I hasten the floundering sail. I sing of the spot far away in the east, where the sun rises out of the sea, where the flying fish plunge for their scattering feast, midst the porpoises leaping in glee, where the sea-weeded isles in the radiant light are alive with the life of the sea, as the cormorant coveys arise in shrill flight and go skimming along beside me. I sing the wild song of the ocean-bred fowl in the full throbbing voice of the free. I sing of far isles in the crystalline blue, where the air ever whispers of May, where the seas ever glow with a phosphorant hue round the ships that are waiting away, where the skies are ablaze with a slumberous haze, and the clouds, like the barks of a fay, are hanging becalmed in the odorous maze as the sails on an enchanted bay, and the land is sunk deep in a languishing sleep and in dreams of an age far away. I sing of the depth of the sulfur-blue sky and the realms of its furthest lease. I whisper the tale of the visions that lie far beyond where my earth travels cease, the mystical place of the outermost space where the travel-aged winds are at ease, and so faintly there comes with an infinite grace through the floods of eternity's peace the dreamy refrain of the meaningless worlds like an echo of age-buried seas. I sing of the quest of the tropical moon as it floats like a vessel of gold through the silvery floods of a fairy lagoon on the journey that never is old. And I faint neath the spell that is left in its way as a dream of the loves yet untold, an amorous incense that issues always from the wealth of its magical hold. And I murmur the tune through the languorous swoon of the romance I fain would unfold. I dream of the home of the fairies and fays on the isles of the calm southern sky, of the fanciful turrets and towers ablaze in the flood of the rays from on high, of the motionless miles of the wonder-lined isles where the curlew and pelican fly, to the flame-gowned peaks of the aerial piles that arise in the magical sky, and I catch the faint notes of a music that floats from the isles like a joy-laden sigh. I breathe the perfume of the salt-spraying spume, the odor of orange blossom bowers. I gather the wealth of acacia bloom, or the ruins of age-crumbled towers, where on high the saccharine breath of the palms exhales from the lotus-like flowers. As I drowse in the subtle and amorous calm so sweetly enticing my powers, I am lulled to a deep and oblivious sleep through the fragrance of odorous hours. And often my song is a tune with the joy that is sung by the soft summer sea, the swift tripping notes the fairies employ as they dance round the rainbow with me, the care-distant chords of the light-hearted hordes that people the isles of the sea, and my heart bubbles o'er with their volatile lore that I chatter in merriest glee. So often my song is attuned with their joy, those throbs from the throats of the free. But sometimes all breathings of gladness are fled, and my voicings are full of the woe that burdens the sea for souls that are dead, of the tragedies hidden below. For I blend in my tone the ocean's low moan, all the comfortless dirge of its flow, of soul shrivings lone on hurricanes blown, e'en the sob of the tidal-trapped doe. And I breathe forth my sigh to the sorrowing sky from the fullness of grief that I know. I ripple the fronds of the coconut palms as I join with the voice of the sea, the somnolent swell of the mystical palms that breathe from the quivering trees. I hush to the cries of the wandering crane out over the shimmering lee, the murmuring moan of the faraway main and the hum of the hovering bee. Then I leap to the crest of the towering pine, and I sing of the life that I see. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.